a clapper inside, still it could be used. It could use it like a hammer. La'akish al kli cheres. Trashi hoyev roi la'akish al kli cheres. U'mashmiya kolk v'tchilu. Now you can still use it as a bell. Even though without the clapper inside, fakir, take this bell now and clap it on something else. It also make noise. So it's roi to be used. V'le'botu le'mim loch rishoyin. It's not called ice kli. V'hev like a kli shenikiv, v'pochus imay tzirimun. Like we have a keli that was mekabel tuma. If you want to break it, you have to break it a big enough hole that even pomegranates come through. Then it's not usable. But because the hole was smaller, since it could be used for something, it's still called a kli. Here also, it can still be used to make noise by banging it. It manami omer avasi omer chnina hoyo beroy lahakesh agavi cheres. That's also terrors like that. Since it could be used for some use, therefore it's still called a kli. Trashi. The kaim lon deloy tir mitumasim mishum the royal lumlachtoi. Vahashni tatsi kula. Now the terrorist everything. The behemoth Torah, behemoth Torah, beloy invo without the inside clapper kriptoni. But masnit and kemaiso. The lav mono, it's not called a kli at all. Because there's no tachshit for behemoth. Uve invo, mashenke, when the bell has the clapper inside that it makes noise, tome, it's matam kabel tum, why? Because aktimim bebraiso, the invo mashavel imonam. When the bell makes noise, it's called a kli diber, that's makabel tum. Udi yodam, godel, when a person wears a bell, af below invo, even though it doesn't have the clapper inside, is also tome. Why? To a tachshitu. When a person wears the bell, is wearing lenoi for tachshit, that's called a kli. He doesn't need an invul. He doesn't need the clapper. Finally, the tana the kamais the makabun tumba. The ktanim the chilik now whether the clapper or not is only by ktanim. You put a bell on the crib. The lakola of it. The whole purpose of this bell is to make noise. Is kabula hilda like kibul below invul. If it doesn't have the clapper inside, it's not makabun tumba. It's not called a kli. Kiyotani ain't lem invul terim. That's only the case we've never had the clapper inside. Never finished the malachtoin. Mashenke, if it was once finished, it got a shame clean. Nitlu and veilem. Not only what happened, you took out the clapper. Vein lefnei tumah, vein liachatumah tumeyim. Still, the school is still called a kli. It's still makabel tumah. Why? Lanishbru kishir. Even though it's taka broken now a little bit, it's not attached. It's a broken keli, but you didn't break it kishir. Like it can still be used. You could break it. You can knock on a kli cheres and make noise with it. So it's doimet. So you have a pitcher that you broke it a little bit, the size of a kezayis. Even though you can't use it for a lot of things, but since you could use it to store apples there, it's not that big. It's still called a kli. Here also, this bell could still be used for something. It's still called a kli. Therefore, the tum is still there. Isn't this the last teretz was hoyel v'royo lakeshe agabe cheres? The question was, you have a bell that's missing the clapper. Still, we say it's makabel tuma. It's not roy to be used now. Can't make noise with it. The teretz says no. You can still make noise with lakeshe agabe cheres. You could bang the bell on another keli, make noise with it. So it's still usable. It manam yom rabbi yisib rabbi chanina hoyel v'royo lakeshe agabe cheres. It could be used to knock the bell against another kli cheres, another earthly keli. So therefore, it's still considered a kli. It's still makabel tuma. So Rashi, hoyel v'roy lakesh agav cheres. Oh, he saw this Rashi. It goes from here. Rabbi Yechonon Amar hoyel v'roy lagameya boy mayim latinik. Yechonon says another teretz. The reason why the bell is useful now, it doesn't have the clapper, it can't be make noise. You could use it as a cup. You could feed a tinik with it. A tinik lagameya means you could drink from this bell. I don't know what Afka Tinik for, but that means the bell is not so big. I mean, it's not enough, it's not a good, a 6 ounce glass to drink with. It's a 1 ounce. So I call upon it for a Tinik, it's enough to give him to drink. It could be used. Freddy Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan, Loiboyi, Mein Malacha Rishayna, is that true that this should be a terrace for Rabbi Yechanan? Rabbi Yechanan, we know, needs, it has to be a Kli to have some use of what it used to be useful for. So here was a bell. Metchila bell is useful to make noise with. So it has to now it broke. The clapper came off. So you want to say it's still a kli because it could use it to let a tinnik drink with. But that's not main, the first mulach. It's not main making noise. And according to Rabbi Yechonon, that shouldn't be enough. For Tanya, the Farisha Braisa, the whole kli ashiye shavolu. It's talking about a zav that has tumas mishkav. Anything that a zav either he sits on or relies on, it's makabel tumah. The chol kli ashiye shavolu. Any kli that a zav sits on, he makes it tummy. We dash is at the morrow. Yochol kippah saw Maybe if he turns over a saw, he turns over a saw is a barrel that you measure with. So a certain amount of measure a barrel. He turns it upside down, he sits on it. Or else, tarkiv, another measure, and he sits on it now. I would think since the Zav sat on it, he should have Tumas Mishkov. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, no, Asha Yeshev Olav Hazav. That Yeshev means he sits there, kisait, like it's miyuchud from the sitting on it. With Ashin, Mishim Yuchud Yeshiva. It has to be a chair, something that's oimit kisait to sit on. So then if the Zav sits on the chair, he's matam of the chair by Tumas Mishkov. Mashen ken yotzazir. Here, the emesin, it's a measuring cup you have. A big saw, a big barrel of a saw. So, good, you got tied, you turned it over, now you want to sit on top of it. Of the yotzazer shaimrim, we tell you, as soon as we need the saw to measure, amoyit, get up, stop sitting on this, but nasam lachtenu, do your work. Hey, the work of this kli is to measure with. It's not aimit to sit on. So a thing that's not miyuchid, li yeshiva, has no tumas mishka. So you see, it has to be aimed for this type of a purpose. Rashi the Kroah, the beginning of the Pasuk says, V'chol Mishka, Yochol Kol Kli B'mashmi, any type of a Kli, V'yafilu Ein Osel Yeshiva, it's not a Kli that V'davka made to sit on. It could be a measuring cup. Tarkas Rashi, it's a Chatzi saw, it's a half of a saw. Pitrei B'kav, V'tamaloy Ma'ashe Yeshiv, Midloy Ksiv V'gabi Mishkov, Asher Shochav, it doesn't say Asher Shochav, but Gabi Moishav, Asher Yoshav, Uksiv Yishkav, Yeshev, Mashmash Yishkav Olav Tomid. It means something that you say to Tomid, he uses it. The Yeshev Olav Tomid, Bim Yuchad Leshchival Yeshiva. It has to be either a bed that you always lie on, or else a chair, something that's always Oymi Leshiva. The Gabi Mishkav, Nami Dorish Lehosim. Same thing for Thomas Mishkav. Over Chol Asvarim and all the Svarim, Ksiv. Another possible. Same type of zach. The kids know you have to have a kli that's miyuchet for yeshiva. Yotzeva gets up. This is by Hilchas Tumas Mishkav of a zav. So the Mori Ablezer Oimer b'medrashas Oimer amoid v'nasa molachtenu, aber v'yein Oimerin b'tomei meis amoid v'nasa molachtenu. Ablezer says it's no stira like our case of a bell to the case here of a mishkav. When do we have a yisoid that has to be miyuchet for this? That's for tuma zav. If a zav sits on a kli, it has to be a kli that's miyuchet for yeshiva. That's for tumas medrash. Medrash means that a zav sits on it. Mashen kein, by tumas meis, if a meis touches a kli, it doesn't have to be a kli that's miyuchet for that type of a tashmish. Any kli you have, if it touches a meis, the meis is matamrit. Is Rashi Reblezer Weimer, the medrasos, bein betchilas tuma. Where the Zav sits on this chair, to Mektama the chair, Linyan Sharmarnu, like we just said, Tiyenu Mektama Medris Lameva Yavatuma, that if a Zav sits on this barrel that we turned upside down, he doesn't make a Tumas Medris on the barrel, because it's not Miyucha for Yeshiva. Then Besoiv Tuma, whether it's a Shail at the end of the Tuma, Kigoin Gimel Av Gimel Shinetuma Medris. First you have a mat, that's Gimel Tfochim a Gimel Tfochim. That's Royal Yeshiva. Such a mat, if the Zav sits on it, it's Makabu Tumas Medrash. Lemheve Yava Tumma. V'nechleku. Then later you ripped it in half. The mat got ripped up in half. Is Tumina Medrash. The Tumas Medrash automatically goes off it. There's no more Tumas Medrash. The Yamrinam boy, Amoid V'nasam Lachtein Horishena. Show you Royal Yeshiva. V'riyata ain't a Royal Lekach. Like we say, Kiseide, to keep the Tumas Medrash, it has to Kiseide be miyuchid to be used for sitting, or to be usable. Here, this mat, now that you ripped it in half, it's not the size to sit on anymore. So now you can't sit on it anymore. So mainly we don't use it for sitting. The Tumas Medrash automatically, its pocket goes off it. Hilkach Tor Mena Medrash, it's Tor from Tumas Medrash. V'yafagav the is, v'chor chad shalosh shalosh, even the east one has. Three tefachim, where the kli lekabel tuma is the kli to makabel tuma other tuma to masheretz miyom meteres ava tuma tiyulein. But from hilchas ava tuma, a medrash to zayv chiddush when a zav sits on the kli, it makes it an ava tuma. That tuma goes off here. Since it's not miyuchid anymore, it goes off. Yeah, half over. It goes off. So this is the chiddush by tumas medrash. Medrash is only makabel tuma metchila, and it only keeps the tuma. Kol zaman this beggar is meyuchid, is roi to be used for yeshiva. This is only by Medrash. But by Tumas Meis we don't say this, you see. Amoid v'nasam lachtenu kloimer. Im nitma. A meis touched the kli, the kli touched the meis. So it got a shame avatumer on it now. Or it could be only by metal kli, we say by cheref comes an avatumer. Usually the kli only comes a rishon tumer. Kloim im nitma v'nishbar. Then the kli broke. V'yedeo royo lemlocha b'yalma. And it's right to be used for something. Not for the original malacha, but for something. She'ein mein malacha shen is not daima to the original malacha. Like our case here, the bell. Metchila you had a bell, it was makabel tumah, because it's roi to make noise. Now the invol, the clapper came off, it's not roi to be used anymore for the first malacha. But you could use it for new malacha, like we're saying now. You could use it, let a tinnik drink with it, use it for a bottle. It's only a 2 ounce bottle. For a tinnik it's perfect. So by mace, we don't say it has to be the original malacha. Still is tomei. We don't say get up and do your first malacha. And don't think since like this bell is not right to make noise, it should become tor. No, it's still tomei. The whole shchein of Rashi, the betchilas tomei, ein oimer amoy v'nasam lachtenu rishena. The name or einam yuchad lemeis leikabel tumas meis. So a kli ma'isekziv. Avada for meis is no yisoy. What kli is a meis matamai? Only kli that's miyuchet to be used for the meis. That's pretty no yisoy metchilum. It's only by medrash do we have this halacha that when a zav sits on something, what is he matama? Only something that's miyuchet to be sit on that he's supposed to use to sit on it. That's what's makabel tumam. But avada by tumam meis is no such yisoy. You can have any type of a kli like a bill. It's not oimid for the meis to use, but if the meis touches it, it's makabel tumam. Is by Tumas Meis, you don't have this Yisoidus that you have to be Miyuchat for that Tashmish. That's at the beginning. And who was it at the end? Like the bell, if the bell was Makabu Tumah, and now the bell broke, as long as it's usable for something, still the Tumah remains on it. It's not Torah. This is Rebbe Lezer Shita. Aber sagt Rebbe Yechanan, no mano, af oime betome meis, even by a Kli that was Makabu Tumah from a Meis, amoid v'nasam lachtenu. It only has the tumor if it can still be used for the original purpose. Like in our case, you have a bell. A mace touched the bell. The bell has tumas mace on it. It only retains its tumor, calls them on its roi to be used as a bell. Mashenkin here, let's say the clapper comes out, so it's not roi to be used for a bell, it won't have tumas mace anymore. That's a v'yechin and shita. It has to be mei malach v'shayna. So there we have a stira in v'yechin. Rabbi Yechon just got finished answering, why is this bell not called a Shevach Haley? Why is it still retaining its tumah? Of course, you could use it for a bottle, for a baby. You could give a tinnik to drink from it. That's not main malachtena rishayna. The malachtena rishayna was a bell to make noise. Here it's not making noise. So you see, according to Rabbi Yechon's theorem, here Rabbi Yechon says it's only retained its tumah if it still does the original malacha. See Rashi? If the bell is not doing its original malach, it's not making noise anymore, tor. The tumor goes off. It's called the Shevach Haley. Hey, see that mace touched the bell. The bell is a kli like we had before, a kli dibur. It makes noise, it's makabel tumor. Now when the kli breaks, and it's not right to make noise anymore, like Rabbi Yechon, it automatically becomes tor. Because we say it has to do the original malacha. Here it can't do the original malacha anymore. Tor. So Rashi, when does Rabbi Yechon say it's a chiddush? El l'inyan shenishbar. Havad is only talking about the end of tumah. That when the kli that was makabel tumah now broke. Uletayro to metayrit. Could appreciate it, like we said before. The lekel of Rushi, you can't say any pshat. Ki he the medrus. Or the memra. The kli shena osa l'meis l'yatam v'meis. You can't say metchila. Like what type of a kli does a mace have to touch that's makabel tumah? Only a kli that's roi is oimed for mace to use. The treat is no such a thing like that. To aksiv v'hiz al oichel v'akol akelim al oil. Mashmi even an oil, even a tent. If a mace is in a tent, the tent becomes tamei. So you see, it does not have to be miyuchet for the mace. The vada metchila. Any kli that goes near a mace, the mace is matama the keli. Rabbi Yechon is saying though, there's yisoid though later when the kli breaks. If it's not usable anymore, so it loses the chain, kli automatically becomes tor. Providing it could be used for some purpose still. What purpose? Rabbi Yechon says it has to be the original purpose, the original malacha. It has to be some shaykhis of the original malacha. Now here the bell, when you take out the clapper, it can't make noise anymore, so it should become tor. So it's a theory. Before Rabbi Yechon said the reason why the tumah still remains is because you can give it, you could use it as a cup for a tinnik. A tinnik could drink from it. It's a theory in Rabbi Yechon. And for the Gemara, Epoch Kemaisa, you have to change around the first Braisa. Hey, says last Braisa is Emes. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Kli only remains Tomei if it does the same Malacha did originally. If it changes, it can't make noise anymore, it becomes Torn. And you have to change around the first Kemaisa, that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say this Teretz. Rabbi Yochanan's Teretz was, you know, you have to change around Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan should answer like Rav said. You know why the bell is still Tomei? Because you could bang it against the Kli Cheres. Even though it doesn't have its own noise, but since you can bang it against the Kli Cheres, it can still be used Kain its first Malacha. So Rashi, Epech Kemaisa, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Chanina, the Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chanina, who's Rabbi Chanina? What? Here, Rabbi Chanina, it's like Rav said, right? So that's called Main Malachtai. So that's the Gemara's Teretz. But Rabbi Yochanan, the Yisrael, it has to be Main Malacha. For the Gemara, or my chaz is the Yavchus Kamais, who says to change around the first price, the first member of Rabbi Yochanan, Epech Prasaisa, change around the second member of Rabbi Yochanan. At the beginning, Rabbi Yochanan said that since it's roy to be used for any purpose, even for a bottle for a kid, it's still Tamei. So change around the second price, the second limud. And the Gemara name of Shemin Lev Rabbi Yochanan, we learned another member from Rabbi Yochanan, the boy main Malachi Rishayna. Rabbi Yochanan's decided that the Kli only retains his Tomei if it can still have some use like its original use. The Tanya, Sandal Shabema, the shoe of a Behema. They used to make a metal shoe, or what do they call it, their hooves? What? Horseshoe. Sandal Shabema, Shamatris, it was made from metal Tomei. It's called a Kli, and it's Makabo Tumah. Rashi sandal shabheimah shalei lizuk parpasiyosehel be'avonim, that shouldn't hurt its hooves on stones. They used to make horseshoes. So Gemara says a Mishnah that's makabel tumah. For the Gemara l'may chosi, why is it makabel tumah? So Rashi imishum behemah ain't tashir lebehemah. Every stam also mal b'shof for the behemah is no din tashir for behemah. So like Rashi you said all over, tashir doesn't have to mean a tashir, even a malbush. That the side of a malbush is a tachshit. It means something that's usable for the body has a shame kli. By a behemoth, there's no yisayid, there's no shame kalim for a behemoth. Even though it's usable for the behemoth, it doesn't have a shame kli for tomei. The Torah was only marba kalim for an odim, not for a behemoth. So why is the kli here makabel tumma? Why is the horseshoe makabel tumma? What's the use? What's the shame kli? Or marav, royal lishtus by mayim b'machama. Teret is in the machama, you have nothing to drink with, you'll take it off the horse and you'll drink with it. It has some use to it. Rabbi Chanina Omar, royal losach by Shem b'machama. You're able to have the oil, and you'll rub yourself with the oil in the machama. Where do you store the oil? In the horseshoe. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, though, b'shash shabaruch min akorif. In the case where you're running away from people in the war, menicha baraglov. You put the horseshoe on the person himself, on your feet you put it. Virats, and you run. Al koitzim, on thorns. Well, our bakanim, may sticky things. You're not afraid to walk. So if you have to run away from the enemy, and there are very sticky thorns there, so you put on a horseshoe on yourself. That's why it has a shem kli. So you see, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what gives it a shem kli? The horseshoe has to be used as a shoe. That's why it has a shem kli. But the other truth Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold from. If we use the horseshoe, the ikka horseshoe is aimed for a shoe. If you'll just be able to use it to drink with, or for shem, like Rabbi Yochanan, it's not called a kli. Because it's not called main malachtoi. So you see, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the kli is only mekabel tumah if it has the original use. So Rashi, menicha v'raglov, who ba'atzmoi, the bailiff of himself, would put the horseshoe on himself? Alma, hoyel l'shem sandal osui. Since this horseshoe was made out of the same shoe, ilav the royal anila, if not for the fact that now a person would also use it as a shoe, so heavy metamal Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan would not give this kli a shame kli to makabel tumah. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan holds kalim, once it got a shame kli, it's only a kli if it has the same use. If it loses its use, it doesn't have any use anymore, it's not called a kli. So the Gemara, Ika b'nai, what's nafkamina with the tamimah? Demois. My bain rav, Rabbi Chanina, what's the chilut in the two terutzim, whether you'll drink from it or use it to pour shemen and rub it on yourself? If the horseshoe is a little bit dirty, trashik benayim demois, l'rav loy metama, d'ein roi lishtois, since it's dirty, now you're not going to drink water from it. You'll get dirty water, you don't drink. Therefore, it has no use, it won't be mekabel tumah. And Varav, Sicha Lesley, Rav does know from the next Svara that you could use it to hold the Shemin to rub yourself. Ksaber ein malichin shemel lemachama losich. When somebody goes out to fight, they don't take a long shemen to rub themselves. They're not worried about rubbing themselves. Water they'll take to drink, but you don't take shemen. Vuadin, so therefore that's nafkamina. So like rav, if it's moist, it wouldn't be mekabel tumah. But according to Rabbi Chanina, putting shemen, you don't care if it gets a little bit dirty, even some moist. You're not going to drink it just to rub it upon yourself, even if it's moist, you still use it. Rashi, vuadin bein rav rav yichel nami yikub ben the moist. That this test also be nafkamina. According to Rav, if it's moist, it's tor. According to Rabbi Yechin, what do you use it for? To put it off the shoe on a person, even if it's moist, but you need it. You're running away, and you don't want to get yourself stuck on the thorns, so any type of a shoe you have, you put it on to use, even though it's a little moist. Right, now there's another reason. Another time, Bein Rabbi Yechin and Chanina, what's the difference between Rabbi Yechin's time and Rabbi Chanina's time? The chur both of them are moist, still you would use it. What's the difference? He could benign the yakir. Nafkamina, if it weighs a lot, it's very heavy. So look at Yechin and you're using it to run away with, you won't wear it. It's too heavy, you can't run away. You're losing whatever you're gaining, you're losing. You'd rather run away fast than hurt yourself than not run away at all. But according to Rabbi Chanina, that's used to save your oil in it, to rub yourself, even though it's heavy, still you use it. Trashi ben Chanina, Ika ben Al Diakir, covered, it's very heavy. You can't use it to run away. So according to Rabbi Yechin, if the shoe is very heavy, it won't be Mekabel Tumah, because it's not roy to be used as a shoe. But according to Rabbi Chanina, still you could use it to store shemen, so therefore it'll still be Mekabel Tumah. Mitoy just bavons here that the kli metchila has to be made for some purpose. Like here, metchila the kli horse shulukhur was made only for a horse. Now it was only made for a horse. The chur never should get a shem kli. What's Rav in Rabbi Chanina's teretz? That sometimes you could use it to drink from it, but it's not what it's made for. The horseshoe metchila was made only to use for a horse, and for a horse doesn't have a shem kli. There's no tashit for a horse. So why does it get? How does it get a shem kli to makabel tumah? If you have to have a machshava to miyachad lakach, lechura here wasn't miyuchad lakach though. You never made it mechila. So really it's not a good machshava here, because really what you're making for is used for horseshoe. So you don't have machshava to use it for yourself. But there is what you're saying. There is the yeshleima that chilos say nami also lishtas b'mayim. But mecham, you have to say when you make a horseshoe, mechila when you made it, you had das that you use it to drink with. Like people know, we're going to Muhammad now, you're not going to have a cup to drink with, you have no time to take cups along with you, so you use the horseshoe. Oy losuch, elish ikru yayim le behema. The ikru was for the behema, for metchila yosu had das to use for this. For yayim le amoyd benasim lachtenim, leman de boy meim loch vishen. Right. Mishnah says, v'loy b'ir shal zo. Right, the elisha can't go out with on Shabbos the jewelry, it's a piece of gold, she can't go out with. And the time is, midrabon, it's also to walk out with jewelry, because we're afraid in the middle of a shusha rabbin, she'll take it off to show it to a friend, and she'll walk to Aladamas. So the more my beer shows up, what does it mean that the city made out of gold? Rabba ba'bachon amrav yechnon Yerushalayim to the hava. It means to have a charm that has a picture of Yerushalayim to the hava of gold. Yerushalayim of gold. To the Ovid lay Rabbi Akiva le Vesuah. Like Rabbi Akiva made for his wife, a Gemara